Hey everyone, welcome back, Marketabilities.
Yes,
it's me and Riley again.
We changed clothes this time.
We did. Are you proud of us?
I hope they are.
We're taking a break from editing.
Yes.
To film these podcasts for you because, well, we care, and we feel like the information that we're providing is just going to help. And that's ultimately what we want, right?
Yes. We want you to take this podcast and listen to it and apply it to your life.
Yeah. So, like, we like to, you know, package all this content.
Oh, it is.
For you guys.
Yes.
And speaking of packaging, that's what we're talking about, right? Yeah. So today, you know, does the packaging matter for your product or your service or your, you know, whatever you're providing it, whatever your product looks like. And I would say so. I would say yes.
Yeah, I think so. Like, if it's like we were talking before the podcast, if it's a good product like Apple or Nike or whatever,
yeah,
you're not going to want to touch that product what's inside. You don't even want to rip open the packaging because it looks so pretty.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean, it's self-evident in my life with my girlfriend. She loves the Nike boxes.
Yeah.
Like, she will not throw them away.
No. And they look so cool.
Design. See, like, for me, like, I don't really care as much about the Nike boxes because I'm like, it's a shoe box. I'm going to wear these shoes all the time.
Yeah.
But for her, she's got a billion pairs of shoes.
Oh, man.
And so she wears those shoes, you know, once every few months because just to get through them all. I'm totally exaggerating that. It's not that bad, but
she's more like Lucas,
right? Yeah, no, she probably won't even listen to this podcast. So. But when it comes to Apple, that's where I start to agree with how big of a deal packaging is because, if you've ever bought like a new phone or a new laptop from them, their packaging is so well done and so high quality.
It smells good.
Yeah, well, that's just part of it.
Smells good.
Like, it's like it's you're creating an experience.
Yeah.
And it's not even. What do we leave this remote?
I was just thinking about that.
Gosh.
I was like, that remote.
Sorry, guys.
That's
amateur hour.
Ah, wow.
Anyways, back to the packaging of Apple products. It's like they're curating an experience for you.
Yeah.
As you're getting to the product. So like, it's like you're getting an experience before the actual experience of the product.
Pre-experience.
Yes. And that's why Apple products are so rated as like high quality products because the whole experience of getting to the product is amazing.
Yeah. Right? Like, I just ordered a new pair of headphones the other day. I was excited to get them, but like, I kept the box for a few days.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, these boxes are so cool because like they're like so square, but like they just look so clean. Like, why would I throw something out when it looks so clean when I can use it? I ended up throwing it out, but but it looked clean. It smelled clean. Like, it was just packaged good.
Yeah, I mean, I still have my laptop box from Apple.
Oh my gosh, really? Yeah, wow,
I think I've had my laptop for over a year now.
Oh,
and dang. Yeah, I just because it feels like it's too nice to throw away.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like it feels like the packaging is too high quality when in reality it's mostly just cardboard, right? It's just like
hard cardboard
and plastic and. Yeah. But it's fancy cardboard and plastic. It's like that slick stuff.
Silicon Valley.
The stuff that plastic. Just, it makes you feel good whenever you lift off the little top part of the MacBook. See, packaging works.
Yeah.
Because I'm Apple everything. I've got the watch and the AirPods and the phone and the computer.
Same.
They take all my money. It's not Lululemon.
It's just Apple.
Apple is the one who actually takes all my money.
Dang. That's how you can wear Apple products, but not as much as Lululemon.
I mean, depends on the type of person you are.
That's true.
Anyways.
But I was reading here, if you have a really good product, what does it say here? You might have the best product on the market, but if your packaging sucks, no one's going to buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, if it comes in like this...
Cup. If it comes in a cup, let's just say.
Or if it comes in like a brown paper bag or something.
Yeah, no one's going to buy that.
But it might be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
But, you know, no one would ever know.
Mm.
Another thing that I think some companies do really well, and I think it's a lot of like soap companies or toothpaste or, you know, stuff like that, is they do really well with like marketing material on their packages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To where it's like people will film themselves opening up the box.
Yeah.
Because it's like the box looks so cool. And
like Dr. Squatch.
Exactly like Dr. Squatch. Yeah.
It's a big old Sasquatch on there. Why would you not want to buy that?
Right.
It looks cool.
Yeah. And so if you're opening it around somebody who doesn't have that product, they're going to be like, oh, what is that? Because it looks so cool.
Yeah.
So that's another thing is like upping your packaging game can actually increase sales quite a bit. And not only of like new customers, but specifically for return customers, because people love that. If you make the experience of opening that package so good, they're going to want to buy from you again.
More and more and more. They'll give you all your money.
Right. And that's what, well, I mean, that, we don't want them to give all our money.
Well, yeah, we do.
Well, I don't want to put anybody in like
that's debt. Why they got loans.
Well, no.
They got cool card packagings for that.
Yeah, how do you package your loan well to sell?
Well, the credit card.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. So, you know, what if you don't have a product, like an actual physical product that you're selling? What if it's like service? You know, like us, like we mostly, it's just services, right?
Video,
like
audio.
Yeah, we don't really have a physical, tangible product. It's funny because you can see and hear it, but you can't hold it in your hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess you could fancily send a hard drive with the files on it, but you know, anyways. So, you know, to me, the best way for you to do packaging is in your proposals and in your invoices.
Yep. Yeah.
Is, you know, how do you make it so that when that client is like, you know, someone's like, hey, I want a proposal from you. This is what we want. You know, can you create like just a fantastic experience of a proposal where it takes them through, hey, this is what we'll do for you. This is what we can do for you. This is what we charge and making it fun or making it interactive. I know there's tons of software for this, you know, that where you can be, it'd be super cool when they click on it and open it up. It's like, whoa, you know,
this like, is hey, this these next are my, level. My packaging. I've seen videos where like you just click on it and people are like, oh, bronze tier, gold tier, platinum. This is what you get for the bronze, gold, platinum.
Yeah.
Whatever. And my buddy does that for weddings and obviously I did it too. But that actually kind of tells the client, hey, if you spend more money, you can get all these things, but if your budget is like less, this is what you can get.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. And it's great to have all that information right there. But also it's great to, you know, where you can include some of your best work in the proposal to where it's like, hey, this is the link to the last video that the last wedding video I edited. Right. And it's like, so you can check it out. This is the last, you know, like if you're wanting the gold tier package, this is the last one I did. And it's this 12 minute super cinematic, you know, wedding
banger
film.
Video. Yeah.
And so it's like, if you can create that and create, you know, a really great looking, you know, proposal like that, that's where packaging comes into play in the digital realm.
Yeah.
Where that can just increase sales because if it looks, you know, so like say like if you are wanting a wedding video or if you're, you know, going to clients who are getting married, like you want them to be in awe of like, oh my gosh, this is what I want my day to look like. These are the types of photos of how I want my day captured. Yep. You know what I mean? So you gotta think in that mindset of how can you create that experience in their head before they even have the experience.
Yeah. And then after you give them the experience, they can recommend you from other people.
Exactly.
Like, hey, he was awesome to work with. I recommend him 100%
right
over anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you just have a wedding every week.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's what you want, but
I mean, you could
have a lot of weddings and make a lot of money and that'd be great. Great for you.
Yeah.
And it's the same for me. So like if I'm sending a proposal for, you know, audio work for, you know, a musician or something like that, I'm like, hey, these are the last examples that I've done. And I always try to get any examples that I have close enough to their genre and close enough to what they, you know, what I think that they would like. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, it's always creating an experience before the actual experience of the transaction, right? Because transactions can be boring.
That's true.
And you don't always want that, especially in a creative industry. You want it to be exciting. You want it to, you know, almost be like rememberable of
that's true
of like, you know, the transaction, which actually sounds crazy, right? Like a transaction shouldn't be very memorable, but it can be, you know, and then that can create a whole new thing. I was reading earlier about, you know, do people really even care about packaging? And they did a survey, and the one that I read, I don't know if you've read any, they said that 7 out of 10 people actually care about what the packaging looks like.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, because that's going to tell you where your money's going to go.
Right.
So, like, if you don't care, why should I buy it?
Well, yeah, and back to what we said earlier is like it could be an amazing product, but if you're like kind of putting that into or thinking about each detail of the packaging and how it gets to you and all that stuff,
yeah,
it's almost like the quality level goes down. Mm. But the quality level of your product may not actually be bad or go down at all, but it's the quality of the perspective of the person receiving and buying your product that goes down, which is ultimately the most important thing.
Mm.
Because, you know, like we said, like I've said four times now, your product, you can have the best product in the world, but it's dependent upon the perception of the customer always.
That was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was really good. Yeah. I feel like I shouldn't say anything after that.
But I mean, really, and I guess that we can kind of slide into that a little bit is, you know, what kind of perspective do you want to create whenever you're, you know, creating your product? And I think that's a big thing to think about, because you can create a really good experience, but have a crap product and people will still buy it.
I don't get that half the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, this product sucks. Why are you buying it? Oh, it's because it's my buddy or I like what they stand for or whatever. It's like,
but the
product sucks. Why are you buying it?
That's a very good point. Like, you know, there are people who like say like you're in a, agreement with their beliefs, and their values and stuff, but their products just kind of suck. But you still buy it because you're like, well, this is the type of person that I agree with.
Yeah,
that's up to you. But that goes back to the perception, right?
Yep.
It's like if they're perceiving that you are the person that they should buy from because of their beliefs and values.
Mm. Like even Chick-fil-A, a lot of Christians just go to Chick-fil-A because it's a Christian-based organization.
Right.
Yeah,
whenever I like Cane's a lot better.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You like Cane's better than Chick-fil-A?
I love Cane's.
Oh,
yeah. I like Cane's sauce more than Chick-fil-A sauce. I know you're going to disagree with
me. I don't know. Cane's sauce is pretty good.
It is pretty good.
But Chick-fil-A sauce is just like mustard and ketchup. Spin together and
see, but for me, okay, so
and like mayonnaise or something.
This actually pertains to this episode,
does
because Cane's, in my opinion, is a better experience because I like the fries way more and they give you that piece of toast with butter on it.
Hey, that is good,
and that is good. Oh my god, I'm getting so hungry right now. It's like it's always lunchtime.
It's lunchtime. go get you a snack now.
But that's the thing is maybe Chick-fil-A is, but I mean, Chick-fil-A has way more options.
Yeah.
But for me, if I had to choose between the two, it'd be Cane's. Because of the experience that I got from Cane's the first time I ever went in there.
Mm.
And it's not that, and Chick-fil-A doesn't have a bad experience at all. They're very nice and they have very great food. And I love waffle fries always. Oh,
yes.
But there was something about Cane's where I had such a good experience that I will always go back.
Cane's is solid.
Yeah.
But In-N-Out.
Oh, I don't even bring that up right now because we can't even get close to that. So until they build in St. Louis. When is that
in Nashville?
Are they building one in St. Louis?
2026.
Oh, 2026?
Mm-hmm.
What the? Why?
Maybe 25, 26.
Why not now?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Anyways.
Laws. I don't know. Best experience in your life.
Okay. We're getting off topic now.
Yeah,
okay.
We are.
Seriously, thank you guys for checking out the episode. Really consider what your packaging is saying.
Yeah.
Whenever you are, you know, cultivating that.
Even if it's like writing a message on your packaging too.
Yeah.
Because that can like impact somebody, be like, oh, I want to keep buying from them.
Yeah, exactly. Like I know there are several companies, we almost ended the episode, but
nope, we were close.
There are some companies who will write personal letters to each customer and be like, hey, thank you so much for buying. We really appreciate you. Here's a word of encouragement or something. And like little touches like that will go above and beyond.
Yep.
Especially now in this day and age where I think a lot of people feel lonely in this digital world.
Yeah.
That is such a big thing that you can do if you create physical products. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yep.
Anything else?
No.
Before
no,
I start not, to wrap up again?
Not yet.
All right. But yeah, seriously, guys, thank you for checking out the episode. You know, go back and listen to our past episodes. You know, we've got 60 something now, which is crazy to us. You know, follow us, Marketabilities Podcast on, you know, Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on YouTube at Growing Media and growingmediamarketing.com.
Goodbye. See ya.